It's not all
black and white.
Read any books whatever come to thy hands, for thou art sufficient both to judge aright and to examine each matter. When complaints are freely heard, deeply considered, and speedily reformed, then is the utmost bound of civil liberty attained.
They can make 1,000 speeches and give me 40 million evil eyes. I don't care. They can't make me read a book I don't want to read.
Censorship can take many forms. It may be based on moral, religious, political, or other grounds. Enforcement is often haphazard or random, standards uncertain. It's not all black and white. At times, censorship may seem to be a game of chance.
I don't like to talk about sex in public.
Reasons for banning a film are extremely diverse. A modest liberalization has triumphed lately, except in Ontario.
As good almost kill a man as kill a good book. Who kills a man kills a reasonable creature. But he who destroys a good book kills reason itself. That which purifies us is trial, and trial is by what is contrary. This is the benefit which may be had of books promiscuously read.
I don't like to talk about sex in public.
Censorship is a provincial responsibility.
If it come to prohibiting, there is nothing more likely to be prohibited than truth itself.
Sex! Filth!
Porno.
I don't care!
Porno.
They can't make me! Fudge! Sugar! Everyone who induces, incites, coerces, or agrees to use a person under 18 years of age...
Censorship can take many forms. It's not all black and white. At times, censorship may seem to be a game of...
Everyone who makes, prints, reproduces, publishes, distributes, circulates, or has in his or her possession...
A modest liberalization has triumphed lately, except in Ontario...
Even a substance as pure as sugar becomes obscene when licked from the navel of a 12-year-old...
Film censorship has existed for almost as long as films have been shown.
Even fruit, when interpreted symbolically, bananas, for example.
This is the benefit which may be had of books promiscuously read.
Permit me an analogy.
He who destroys
suppose
a good
we passed a law against excessively funny hats.
I don't like to talk about sex in public.
This would be a serious law, upholding public decency, protecting society from the corrupting influence of hilarity in haberdashery.
The ugly, deep-rooted urge
communities
to burn
would have to
no
set their own
matter.
Standards. A hat judged unduly whimsical in Red Deer may be tolerated on the Spark Street Mall.
Books burned or banned in the 20th century include Ulysses, Lady Chatterley's lover, the Diviners.
In the Diviners,
the Magic Mountain.
Moraik has an affair with a married man and doesn't repent or pray for forgiveness.
The owner would never know for sure if she had
shown remorse or if there was visible cause and effect.
The owner would never know for sure if she were breaking the law.
If she had developed gonorrhea or VD, for example.
Excessively funny hats would be sold under the counter and hidden in the backs of closets. Police would request unusual powers to enforce the law. Unduly funny hats would be ticketed and their owners required to appear in court.
The undue exploitation of sex.
Unduly funny.
The book banners say I'm possessed by the devil.
They can't make me read a book.
I feel as if I've been given something to write.
That the hat was making a social, serious statement.
They can't make me read a book I don't want to read.
If I'm asking my opponents to respect my rights...
Are there any limits?
I have to respect theirs.
Amusing to an illegal degree.
The objectification of women for commercial purposes is attitudinally harmful to society.
Bananas, even.
A greater absurdity...
Must be balanced against the constitutionally protected rights of free expression.
Under 18 years of age...
Except in Ontario...
Must be balanced against the human rights of those victimized by pornography.
Are there any limits?
Except in Ontario.
Shh.
Laughter. Hats.
Books promiscuously
sugar.
Read.
A game of chance.
Pray for forgiveness.
No laughing matter.
Cause and effect.
There is nothing more likely to be prohibited.
There is nothing more likely
to be prohibited.
Than truth itself.
There is nothing more likely to be prohibited.
There is nothing more likely
to be prohibited
than truth itself.